Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. I came up here in 24 to try to ask y'all to do something with the road that I live on. I live down on off the County Road 20. It's Glass Point Road. And I didn't bring the paperwork, but I had it 2 years ago. It's just he knows about it. It's just a road that was potholes and repaired potholes all the way down. I mean, it's crumbling. And as of today, it's all repaired potholes. They came yesterday and did some work on the road, so I was able to get down the road. It's just in bad shape. I don't know how the priority works. I just want to get onto the list. I mean, it's an old power company road built in the early 90s and hasn't been paved since. And it's just, there's 17 homes down that road. About four of us live down there full time. And it's just, you know, the last mile home, you're riding in the median and dodging holes. And if there's anything that can be done, that's why I'm here. And I'm just making a request and see who I was. If you got any questions that I can answer, I will. But that's why I came today.
Where are you glad?
West Point's off 20, I guess. Second road you left?
Third road.
It's just the surface. Primarily the base is good. Yep. The surface is just worn out. It's been patched over and over and over. Kind of like on 56, yep. Philadelphia. Yep. Maybe not quite that bad, but something I think probably we need to get it and maybe buy water down there as well.
Our road's about a mile, maybe a mile and a quarter. By water's probably 4 or 5 miles right there.
Three anyway, yes.
But same deal. There's old roads there.
The only way to fix them is plow that surface up and set it back down. And then we probably need to get them on the paving, the rebuild.
Yep.
Plans.
Yep.
And that's something I think once we get an election and get a new commissioner in.
You are aware of your commissioner.
Was aware that he passed away. Okay. Sorry to hear that.
And that's, we've kind of been filling in the gaps and looking at roads. I had been to Bywater, but I did not know where Glass Point
was. It's just actually on between the two Bywaters. It's a semicircle and it's been road between them.
Okay.
And like I said today, they filled them all yesterday. So I had counted them last year. There's hundreds of repairs and hundreds of potholes. Not as many potholes, but more repairs.
Yeah.
But it's just, like I said, it's an old road and all you can do is ask, and that's all I can to do is draw your attention to it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, sir.
Yes.
Do we have any elected official comment? This time I'll call the meeting order. Commissioner Rotrow.
Commissioner Daughtry.
Here.
Commissioner Forbes.
Here.
Commissioner McElrath.
Here.
Commissioner Davis.
Here. This time, sir, the education president. Your Heavenly Father, we come to you today. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this beautiful day you provided us. Thank you for the people that are gathered here today. May you place in our hearts and minds things that are pleasing to you. And Father, I ask that you stretch your loving arms across this great nation and bring us all closer to you. These things we ask in your name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, a second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes and waive the reading of the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
I'll shake it.
A motion by Commissioner Forbes, second by Commissioner McElrath. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. This time we do not have any awards or presentations, so can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make the motion.
I second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Davis, a second by Commissioner Forbes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Moving down to new business, under item number one, is approved retroactively approving Sheriff Howell applying for the firehouse sub grant of $40,000. This is a no match grant, Sheriff Howell.
Yes, sir. There was a deadline for this grant.
or it wasn't a deadline, but it was a, needed to be submitted by April the 6th, I believe it was. Ms. Shannon Davis with the Extension Office is helping me with that. We're looking at trying to get at least $20,000 on this grant, no match grant. So I just appreciate y'all's approval retroactively going back to that date.
So did she get it done by the 6th?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Well, that being said, can I get a motion to approve retroactively approving for the grant? Got a motion by Commissioner McElrath, second by Commissioner Corbis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number two is approve the chairman's signing participation agreement for the National Opioid Settlement. This is a lawsuit. It's been on TV, been in the paper, been everywhere about the drug deal going on. It is something that comes about sporadically whenever there's a new settlement comes in, the amount of money changes, varies, whatever. So this is a new lawsuit that's kind of vital. We've got another settlement that's coming in. So can I get approval to sign that?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Corbis, second by Commissioner McElrath. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carried. Item number three is discuss the legislative report. The 2026 legislative report, for March, the County Commission's legislative advocacy efforts to continue communication and collaboration with state legislators and fellow commissioners across Alabama have resulted in the following legislative achievements for the county, our residents, and the state as a whole. Governor enacts law bringing clarity to county office compensation rules. Governor Ivey signed Act 2026-238 by Senator Bobby Singleton and Representative Paul Lee into law on March 12th. This new law will become effective June 1st and will modernize outdated compensation rules to create clear uniform pay structure for county elected offices, making salaries more predictable and easier for counties to budget. The law applies only to future office holders and provides no salary adjustment for current officials, ensuring no added cost to taxpayers. Second one is Governor enacts law bolstering county protections and saving taxpayer money. Governor Kay Ivey signed Act 2026-255 by Senator Gerald Allen and Representative Steve Klaus into law on March 16th. This new law will become effective January 1st and will make technical effects to Alabama's underground damage prevention program and extend liability protection to county governments when improperly installed underground lines are damaged during road maintenance to protect the taxpayer dollars from unnecessary expenses. And that's the bullet points that they sent us for this update. Item number four is approval of surplus of 2025 Mack GR64 dump truck, decal number 1523, asset number 25-0000034, engineer diesel.
Yes, that's a truck there that is surplus and ordered by the Kenworth, which we're going to probably trade them out on the year or the rest of the year. That would be the one that we trade out for by the Kenworth.
Anybody have any questions on that? That being said, can I get a motion to approve the surplus of the 2025 Mack dump truck?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner McElrath, second by Commissioner Forbes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number five, approve awarding a bid to Gary Ingram Grading and Paving in the amount of $245,534.75 to project RA-CCP-19-01-26, resurfacing and striping on Firehouse Road, County Road 50, and various Colton roads. Engineer Eason.
Yes, you can see there's a cost of those roads, and that's the interior roads there in Kellison, Church Street, School Street, things like that. And those will be plant mix for $245,000. Now, remember, of that $245,000, the fuel will be approved for $245,000, but we need to get the $125,000 back.
Any more questions? That being said, can I get a motion to approve awarding the bid to Gary Ingram Grading and Paving?
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number six is approve the chair signing the LATCF resolution to use local tribal funds to purchase two F-150 extended cab 4x4 pickup trucks from the Coos County Highway Department. One for maintenance department and one for the landfill. Amy has already checked on these funds to make sure it's okay for us to do this. Really, trucks up. They've already ordered new trucks. All we need to do is purchase these from the road department to get them into our department. And then see, can we get a motion of approval of these funds?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
A motion by Commissioner Forbes, a second by Commissioner McElrath. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number seven is approve the resolution and letter of designation for the FY 2027 Section 5311 grant application to ALDOT to support the Pidgeot County Public Transportation. This is something we do yearly. It's a contract that's been forwarded to John Kelly. He's looked over it. Is there any issues with that contract that you say, John Kelly?
No change.
Okay.
I think it's, of course, we're not going to be purchasing any vans this next year.
No, sir.
Due to the newness of the ones we have.
And basically, the only thing that changes on this contract is the year and the amount that we're going to find.
Right.
So really nothing to do. That being said, can I get a motion to approve the resolution and letter of designation for the FY 2027 Section of the 5311 grant?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, a second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries as well. Item number eight, approve the Pidgeot County Commission signing a resolution honoring the life and legacy of Martha Marty Ann Belshaw Rippon, Sheriff Mark Dawson. As you know, Ms. Rippon passed away a few months back. She was very involved in Pidgeot County, especially with the children. She's been a big loss to the really the whole county, but especially to our kids, because she was really big on pushing continuing education and reading, and very involved with our children. So we'll read the resolution that they presented us. Pidgeot County Commission of Alabama, a resolution honoring the life and legacy of Martha Ann Belshaw Rippon. Whereas it is a profound sorrow that we note the death of January 15, 2026, Ms. Martha Ann Belshaw Rippon, lovely known to family and friends as Marty. And whereas Marty Rippon dedicated countless hours to the improvement of our community, put her career in education, numerous activities, and countless volunteer hours in Pidgeot County. And whereas Marty Rippon was born on December 10, 1952 in Jordanville, New York, and moved to Birmingham, Alabama at a young age. And whereas Marty Rippon moved to Rockford, Alabama with her husband James Jim Donald Rippon to pursue her career in teaching. And whereas she dedicated 35 years to teaching students in Pidgeot County, including teaching math and various sciences at Pidgeot County High School from 1974 through 1988, math, science, social studies, and computer at Rockford Elementary School from 1988 to 1991, math at the vocation school from 1991 to 1992, math, science, and computers at Rockford Elementary School from 1992 until retirement on June 1st, 1999. And whereas following her initial retirement, she returned to teaching computers at Central Middle School from October 14, 2003 through 2004, and went on to teach chemistry, physics, algebra, math, special education, physics, and physical science at Pierce County Career Tech Center from 2004 until her retirement on June 1, 2013. And whereas her impact on the youth and others in the county continued through numerous activities, various positions, and innumerable hours of volunteerism. And whereas she volunteered for 11 years with Volunteer Connections of Central Alabama, where she helped in many Pidgeot County and beyond with tax filing services. And whereas she assisted with literacy everywhere events in the communities, helping man event tables and pass out books to area youth, something near and dear to her heart. And whereas she served as Executive Director of the Pidgeot County 2020 Census Committee, being a census worker and promoting Pidgeot County. And whereas she demonstrated her support for her community and county by joining the Pidgeot County Chamber of Commerce as a chartered individual member in 2016. And whereas she was actively involved with Pidgeot County Children's Policy Council, which began in 2014, when she joined initially as a coalition coordinator with Cheehaw Mental Health Center, working with Strategic Prevention Framework grant addressing underage drinking in Pidgeot County. But after her involvement with Cheehaw and the grant was over in 2016, she remained an active part of the Children's Policy Council. And whereas she continued to be involved with the Children's Policy Council through the years, organizing and heading monthly meetings, in addition to activities during which she always supported and encouraged other agencies to network and share information. And whereas she took acts of service and volunteerism to heart, partially demonstrating through introductions at monthly Children's Policy Council meetings during which she would proudly state, "I'm Marty Ripman, and I'm a volunteer." And whereas she further demonstrated a heart for her community and youth by serving as a board member with Boys and Girls Clubs of the Lake Martin area, serving as an adult leader with the Boy Scouts of America, participating in numerous food drives, and performing quality assurance for the Coosa County Department of Human Resources. And whereas she demonstrated true humility, known for being the type of person who would rather give someone else the credit for what she was doing rather than taking the credit herself. And whereas she was a caring and compassionate woman, as well as a tireless worker, one who would eagerly work 18 hours a day if she felt like she could just get one more thing accomplished. And whereas she was the loving wife of James Jim Ripman, who preceded her in death in August 2010, and a proud matriarch whose children and grandchildren were her pride and joy, the light of her life. And whereas her tireless efforts, kindness, and dedication to helping others served as a guiding light for our community. And whereas her passing leaves a void in the lives of her loving family, many friends, and the entire community where she was highly regarded. Now therefore, be it resolved by the Coosa County Commission that the death of Martha Ann Belshaw Ripman is recorded with deep sadness, and this resolution is offered in tribute to her life and with heartfelt sympathy by her family. That speaks in itself for what type of a person she really was. I think it speaks for itself on that. Anybody else have any comments about Miss Marty they'd like to share? I know she was a big part of your life.
She was awesome. Marty Ripman was an awesome person. That's all I can say. And we just appreciate it. You know, we just do this for her family.
That being said, can you get a motion to approve the Coosa County Commission signing a resolution honoring the life and legacy of Marty Ripman?
I'll make that motion.
I see.
Got a motion by Commissioner McElrath, second by Commissioner Forbes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item number 9 will discuss the standards of operating additional policy for EMS department. This was requested after a couple of meetings we've had regarding some conduct issues and some things going on in the ambulance service. Holly put together this booklet for us to look at, and we're just giving it this morning, so I know everybody hadn't had time to look through all of it. Is there anything you want to add to this as far as what's been updated, changed, done since you started, or how this is going?
Well, the conduct standards, you know, is the same. We've had some addendums to them, but every time there's been an addendum, it's been added. So the forms that are in there, I did add those forms to be more sufficient, and the forms include the corrective action form. I did redo that, updated, made it a little bit more simpler, more easier to understand and read. I initiated a maintenance request form so that when we do have a request for maintenance on the ambulance, they can fill this form out and give it to me instead of just telling me and me forgetting about it or whatever. So also there's a supply request. So during the month or whatever, if we run out of something or we're getting low on something, and you know, they let me know, instead of putting it on a sticky note or whatever, there is a supply request form now that they can fill out. I updated the employee time off request form to make it a little bit more simpler, easier to follow. And then we initiated a time clock, where before we had been just writing our time in, and there was some, you know, some maybe issues with the time or whatever, but I initiated a time clock that was put into service on Saturday, which was the first day of the new pay period. I have gone over with every employee that's full-time. Of course, the part-time people will, you know, if they fill in or whatever, we'll go over with them as needed. But I have gone over with all of the full-time people how to use the time card. It's really super simple. And, you know, so they now when they come in, they clock a card instead of writing in time and that kind of thing. There is a sign there that I did initiate that says, please make sure you're clocking in. That's the last page. Using the time clock. So there is instruction there on when, if you clock in early and you're actually getting on the truck, you know, you'll put a You'll write on the back, there's instruction in there, and every one of the employees got this booklet. There's places in there for them to sign that they received it. And I have the original signatures. It was also witnessed by their partner or whatever, so I would have the original signatures and the forms themselves that they signed. I put it in the booklet as well, so everybody has a copy of this in their possession that they can refer back to, you know, at any time.
Are there loose copies somewhere in a folder or a box or something there if they have a time off request or
truck maintenance? They're in my door.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, this is just showing what I have done since our last meeting, and you know, y'all have a copy of what we have a copy of. I know that you had asked me to do y'all had requested that I do a progressive discipline, you know, whether it's a verbal, written, final written termination thing, and that is also in here under progressive discipline and enforcement.
Okay.
So that is in y'all's packet.
So this packet that we have in front of us now, is it pretty much going to be the standard from now on, unless something
it has to... always been the standard. I mean, I've had to do some addendums, of course, but basically the guts of it, so to speak, has been in place since I started that.
No, I mean, with the addendums that are in here now, with everything as it sits now, is it pretty much going to be the standard for a while?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do y'all have any questions regarding that?
No.
As employees, I know asking y'all kind of off the cuff right here. As employees are looking at this manual and receiving a copy, does it satisfy the needs of what y'all have and what you need to look at and deal with? Okay. And nobody else has anything close. John Kelly, were you able to look at that pamphlet? All right. Thank you, Holly. Thank you all. Moving down to old business. Just a 911 call from the City of Goodwater. I think this is something that they're handling internally. I know it was offered at the last meeting and they didn't find anyone to fill that position. So as far as the commission is concerned, this item is pretty much null and void on our part. We don't have to take any further action on this. So we can be done with it. Staff reports, administrator?
No, I'm just going to say this would be my last meeting with Coosa County. Just want to thank everybody for being so kind over the years. I've learned a lot and I've gotten some close county friends here. I am a Coosa County girl. I'm always going to be a Coosa County girl. I'm property here. I have a house here. Vote here. We've done a lot since I've been here. Still hadn't done everything, but that's going to always be going on. Going forth, I will be the administrator in Talladega County. So I'm still going to be in the county realm. And, you know, if you're in my circle, you know how to get in touch with me. And I'm always going to be here for anybody that needs it. So that's it.
Thank you. Attorney?
No, sir.
EMA?
Nothing.
EMS?
EMS, for the month of March, we had 62 calls for service. 37 of those were transported. 25 of those were non-transports, whether that be lift assist or we got canceled on them or whatever. But that's what we had for March.
And I know it wasn't on the legislative report I read earlier, and since Jerry's in here, I know he's aware of it. We did get some legislation passed to help y'all on the reimbursements for monies for these runs that are non-transport. So that's going to be financially beneficial to all of the departments, actually. I'm really not sure why I was not on that update, but anyway. Courthouse maintenance? Nothing. Engineer? That team's not here. Sheldon, got anything for safety?
Well, not anything for safety, but I did remember one thing that I forgot for EMA and also for EMS. A couple of months ago,
y'all approved to buy the med light system to go in the back of the side-by-side for the Stokes basket. It is in place. It's Holly's provided a bag for the medics to go on it. So any of those wild land rescues we have to go on, it's ready to go.
Hope y'all never have to use it.
I do too.
Discussion out of the book, Commissioner. Well, with that being said, we've got interviews that begin at 11, so we cannot adjourn this meeting. But we got an hour and a half now to kill time.